Welcome to Licht Hören, a podcast about light, lighting, and the people behind it. Here, we explore this fascinating field, from education and daily practice to how we imagine and shape its future. Hello and welcome to Licht Hören. I'm very happy to speak today to Martina Kröll, another voice from the lighting community in Austria. Martina, who are you and what do you do with light today?
Hi, I'm Martina Kröll and I work as an electrical engineer at the engineering firm Klaus. And lighting is one of my main area of focus, especially how it affects people and spaces.
Sounds interesting. You didn't start in lighting. You're trained as an electrical engineer, as you already said. Can you tell us about how did your path develop? Because like lighting isn't always the way to go as an electrical engineer.
Of course, I didn't start out in lighting. I trained as an electrical engineer and graduated in 2005. After that, I worked in different technical fields, for example, beverage dispensing systems, cash register systems, and alarm systems. In 2010, I started as an electrical planner at the engineering firm Klaus. And the funny thing is that project with a strong focus on lighting seemed to find me naturally.
Was there a moment when you thought lighting is the thing for me?
When I think about it now, yeah, mate. There was one project that stood out. It was a lighting project for the working area of the Austrian Federal Railways. And in this project, you can just place lighting mask wherever you want. You have to consider safety in drag area. You have to protect nearby residents and reduce light pollution by using the right optics. So working with all these constraints and responsibilities made me realize how complex and meaningful lighting can be. So yeah, I think that was the moment when I felt this could be my path.
What does a typical working day look like for you these days?
Today my work is a mix of planning, coordination and quality control. I coordinate my team, develop lighting concepts, and do a lot of internal reviews. That means checking technical plans and lighting calculation and making sure that they match the concept. So, and I also work closely with architects, other engineers, and clients. And what I really enjoy is to bring everything together into one consistent solution.
One question. I really like this question. What surprises people most when you talk about your job?
Many people are surprised how closely lighting is connected to health and vision. And looking back, it surprised me as well. When I started observing my twin sons, one of them has a visual impairment, the other doesn't. I realized how different the light needs are, even for the same age and study at the same place. So this changed my perspective and this, and it surprised me how strong my private life and my job as an electrical engineer suddenly overlapped.
So tell us about a project or a situation you are particularly proud of.
I'm actually proud of one of my early projects. With today's, it was a climbing hall that was designed with a strong daylight concept. And our goal was to reflect this atmosphere in the evening by using glare-free spotlights. And I think we were able to find a good balance between enough light and clear contrast, allowing the structure of space to remain readable. So, yeah. After all, the hall is successful in operation since 2012.
Great. Yeah, I can imagine. If you think about your job, what would you say is challenging about it?
One big challenge is getting everyone on the same page. it's not always easy to get them working toward one clear concept. And another challenge is helping others to understand that even a simple lighting solution needs technical infrastructure. Electric light always needs power, the right cabling and control system. Something I'm proud of and a big challenge, because a lighting decision can have long-term effects on people.
Is there something which is less glamorous about your job?
What's really frustrated is when a well-designed lighting concept isn't put into practice because of budget cuts. In large projects, planning and construction management are often handled separately. This means I sometimes have no influence how the concept is carried out. In the long run, a small extra cost per luminaire is often more economical, not only in terms of quality, but also in terms of employee well-being, motivation, health.
I think this is a very common part of lighting. So many people are not aware how important it is and how much it affects us. That's why we're here. So at some point you decided to do the European Lighting Expert Training. Why did you choose to do that?
Honestly, the European Lighting Expert Training is closely connected to the principles of my boss. High quality has always been important in our company. That's why we do regular training. And this certification brings benefits in best speed processes. And as I mentioned, lighting seemed to find me naturally. So when I was offered this opportunity, I gladly took it and I'm very grateful. For me, this training is more than a certification. It's the basis of a lifelong learning.
Is this also something you would recommend to someone who is already working in planning and is interested in lighting?
Of course, yes. For an education alongside your job is a great way to grow and to keep quality at the center of your work. And I would recommend to everyone staying curious. Because lighting isn't not just about technology. It connects people, health, and responsibilities.
Thank you so much. So I'm very happy to have your voice also in this podcast. And I'm very curious what else you're going to do, because I know you are really amazing with lighting and staying curious.
It was nice to be here. Thank you.
Want to build skills and gain a formal title? If you already work with lighting and planning, electrical engineering or architecture, the European Lighting Expert might be perfect for you. It's short and job friendly, often just a few weeks, and a Europe-wide credential for pros who want to be certified. Check the show notes for details and contacts.
You have been listening to Lichthören, a joint project of the lighting societies of Germany, Austria and Switzerland. Thank you for listening. You'll find ways to connect with us through the comments or in the show notes.